An author joins us. It's another author from McFarlane Publishing. And as I say, these books are just gems in the baseball world, and we learned so much about baseball. And I love to bring them on. And Jerry Casway joins us, C-A-S-W-A-Y. And his book is The Culture and Ethnicity of 19th Century Baseball. And it sounds like a long time ago, but it does have an impact on what is going on today. Jerry, nice to have you with us.
Thank you for having me, Marty.
Yeah, great to have you here. Jerry, tell us a little bit about why the book. How did you become interested in this subject? Then we'll talk a little bit about the content.
Believe it or not, my major area is 16th and 17th century Irish history. And while doing that particular subject, I happened to read a book about 19th century baseball, and I was impressed by the fact that the dominant ethnic group were Irish famine refugees. And they came by the 1880s to dominate the game and to change the game and to alter the game. So I came through a back door to appreciate the old baseball, old-style baseball games and the characters who played it, like John McGraw, Ed Delahaney, Dan Brothers. So that's how I got involved in it. And the more the deeper I got, the more fascinating it became.
You know, Jerry Casway is with us. It's a McFarlane book, McFarlane Publishing, The Culture and Ethnicity of 19th Century Baseball. But when you say John McGraw, that is a name that is up on our AT&T Park on the stands out there as a retired name, number, because they really didn't have numbers in those days, John McGraw. But how did John McGraw, his character and his tactics, how did that contribute to his success with the Giants? Because the game was different then, and we do celebrate John McGraw here in San Francisco.
Well, the key is that you, with John McGraw, you have to go back to a character named Ned Hanlon. Ned Hanlon was John McGraw's manager and his mentor when McGraw played with the Baltimore Orioles, the world champion Baltimore Orioles of the 1890s. And it was under Ned Hanlon's tutelage that McGraw, with his very aggressive personality, developed certain skills and certain attitudes about how the game should be played. It was like a survival of the fittest, that the team that was best prepared, the team that was best able to play and compete nine innings, again, would ultimately come out on top. If that meant badgering an umpire, it meant badgering an umpire. But in those days, you only had one umpire.
Well, McGraw did that. McGraw was one of those. He would trip you as you're going around third. His runners would go from second to home if the umpire was looking the other way. And he became a tremendous success with the New York Giants. And then, of course, we celebrate his name even out here at AT&T Park. So that's the way.
He was famous for when he played third base. When a runner would tag up, he would grab the belt and stall them. And then one player got wise to him and undid his belt. Went to grab the belt. That's what he had, is a belt, which proved that McGraw was you know, dealing from the bottom of the deck.
Well,
he and the Orioles, and it was, you know, hit and run plays, the Baltimore chop, bunting, all of these tactics were things that were perfected by Ned Hanlon and conveyed on to John McGraw. McGraw used most of these all these tactics when he took over and successfully managed the New York Giants.
Jerry Casway is with us. Jerry, a couple of other points. Why is it important to know the role of 19th century baseball on the modern game? Because Bruce Jenkins, one of our wonderful columnists, and I were talking about, you know, it really haven't been changes in baseball since you have the DH, but 1903. But what's so important about the era you're talking about and its effect on the modern game today?
Well, you have to know, you know, just like with an individual, what their character and background are to appreciate who they become. And unfortunately, 19th century baseball doesn't attract too much excitement because, you know, the average fan has no idea who any of these players are. It's like with the Hall of Fame. You're going to have an exhibit on Dan Brothers, or you're going to have an exhibit on Sandy Koufax, or ultimately Kershaw. It's understanding the background of the game, and we have enough problems getting baseball to recognize, you know, from whence they came. I mean, even the Old American Association of the 1880s, 1890s, which has some of the best ball players of that era, are not even in the Hall of Fame. And yet, when the year 1890, when you had a strike season and they all played together, those ball players dominated all the statistics and categories.
Jerry, let me ask you this, because Bruce and I had this discussion today. Do you see the game changing where no shifts or relief pitchers would be limited or things like that for all the strikeouts we see now and not putting the ball in play? You're a historian of the game. Do you see baseball shifting?
Yeah, I think it has shifted. It's accepted all of those sabermetrics in terms of where players have to hit the ball, how hard the ball is going to be hit. I mean, there's a new thing, exit velocity. I mean, so what? Exit velocity. How hard a ball is hit. The ball's hit into the hole, it could be a dribbler. So in many respects, they've gone overboard with that, and they've changed the game, I think, negatively.
All right. Well, we'll see if they're going to alter the rules of the game. That's going to be the next big step for Rob Manfred. But, yeah, we'll see how they do it, because you're right. It explains the game of baseball, but they want to change it to the point where they're changing the actual game that's on the field. And that's going to be interesting, because the subject matter you wrote about, they were changing the game quite a bit until they got it right. And that's an interesting part of it.
I mean, the important thing is that the game was evolving, and the game is not evolving now. The game has been quite stable and static for perhaps almost a century. There have been small modifications, but that's really about it. The changes to the game has to be to make the game quicker and have to make the game more adaptable to the average spectator.
Well, that's where it's going. Hey, great to have you on, Jerry Casway, Caswey, McFarland Publishing. We have our connection at the Book Tree up in Montclair. If you're interested, see David up there. But, Jerry, a pleasure having you on. And you're right. To understand the game today, you have to understand where it came from, and you do a great job of explaining it. And also about John McGraw, every time someone looks up and see his name on that facade up there at AT&T Park, they're going to think about the tactics he used. So I appreciate you being on. Thank you.
Likewise. And, again, maybe we can do this again.
All right. Absolutely. Thanks, Jerry. Thank you so much. All right, that is Jerry Casway. Yeah, very important to understand all this.